The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered him and said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, where was the twin? Apparently, everybody who was somebody was there in that locked room the first day of the week, except for Thomas. What happened to Thomas? Where did Thomas run off to? Why is Thomas missing? I can imagine lots and lots of reasons that Thomas was not there. Perhaps disillusioned by things going horribly wrong. This is not how he expected it to end. Anger, maybe some bitterness, feeling like he wasted 3 years of his life. Was he afraid? Was he ashamed for what he had done? Was he running away from his friends? Was he running away from the memory of Jesus? Did he find himself that night hightailing it out of town on the road to Emmaus? I can come up with lots and lots of reasons why Thomas was not there. If he was feeling any of that, then what I really, really, really want to know is what brought him back? Why was he drawn back to the group. So many times, so many people are not able to overcome bitterness, brokenness, betrayal. Thomas does. Thomas is drawn back. And it's amazing when you think about it. He's drawn back to Jesus. Isn't it always such a mystery? It's always amazing when we find ourselves drawn back to Jesus. And yet we do. We're able to overcome bitterness, loss, brokenness, shame. We're drawn back, and we're always amazed when it happens. But it's always a gift when it happens, isn't it? It's such a wonderful thing. We wonder, how could this happen? And yet, it does. And maybe the real first sign that Jesus was raised is that Thomas is drawn back. And maybe the real sign of the resurrection in our own lives is that we too are drawn back. I love the way that John describes the interaction between Jesus and Thomas. It's gentle. It's tender. It's reconciling. It's loving. Here, take your finger. See my hands. Take your hand. Put it to my side. It's as if Jesus is taking Thomas. Thomas just standing there. And Jesus pulling him to himself, bringing him ever closer. It's as if Jesus taking him by the hand and leading him all the way, not just partially, but all the way. Jesus taking him all the way home. It's as if Jesus is taking us by the hand and drawing us all the way home.